Youth Round the World. The National Youth Administration for Illinois now brings you news items of particular interest to youths in all parts of the world through the cooperation of station WILL. Continuity is by George Hansen. Production and direction are by Nat Cohen. And now we start on our world tour of news, arising first at New York City, New York.
That automobile horns and fire engine sirens and bells are the most disturbing of street noises. This was brought out in a survey conducted by the Hotel Association of New York City to determine what noises bother guests the most. Others in the list included signal devices on automobiles, motorcycles, buses and streetcars, sudden application of brakes, police radio cars, radios in taxis, arguments between cab drivers, steam whistles, soapbox orators, stray cats, and numerous others.
Next to Hoboken, New Jersey.
One of the queerest occupations in the world is that of Miss Mary Pfeiffer. She gathers spiders' threads. In the spring, Miss Pfeiffer sends a band of boys on a hunt for spiders in the fields, barns, and pigsties of Hudson County's meadowland. Back in her workshop, the insects are imprisoned in a cage of mosquito netting. Miss Pfeiffer releases them after a short captivity, and as they scurry for freedom, trailing their gossamer filament, she follows, carefully winding the thread on a spool. The spools of thread are sold to a precision instrument manufacturer to be used for crosshairs and surveying telescopes.
Back again to New York City, New York.
The good old hot dog has been around for a great many years now without anyone improving on the delicate concoction. But William F. Sayre has an idea. Sayre has patented a device to seal mustard in a tube and insert it in the middle of a hot dog. When the frankfurter is to be eaten, the tube is gradually withdrawn and simultaneously squeezed. This squirts the mustard inside the hot dog. Anyone who does not like mustard withdraws the tube without doing any squeezing.
Next to the Capitol, to Washington, D.C.
Judge John P. McMahon of the Traffic Court likes his poetry. He believes a lesson is remembered better with the help of rhythm and meter, to say nothing of rhyme. So when Judge McMahon fined a violator of the Capitol's traffic laws, he gave her this admonition.
If everyone who drives a car would live a month in bed, with broken bones and stitched up wounds or fractures o'er the head, and here endure the agonies that many people do, they never need preach safety anymore to me or you.
But the defendant had her answer ready and replied in rhyme.
Have you ever had an appointment that you simply had to make, and the traffic moves so slowly as a badly wounded snake, and you know if you are late, you would place your watch from hot and be unable to find a place to park around the block? Have you tired of paying tribute to so many parking lots and wish you had low license plates issued to big shots? Have you ever wondered if there's any sense in finding every day law-abiding citizens who must pay and pay and pay just because parking space is shrinking day by day?
After listening to this type of verse, the judge gave the defendant a suspended sentence for the traffic violation, not the poetry.
Now off for a sea cruise to Hamilton, Bermuda.
The governor of Bermuda is one executive who still goes about in a horse and buggy. The Treasury allows him $3,500 a year for his coach and horses. Automobiles are forbidden by law, and except for essential services such as fire protection and ambulance service, there is not a motor vehicle on the island. That this regulation is a popular one was shown when a straw vote of the guests of the leading hotel was taken. The 474 tourists were unanimously against allowing automobiles the use of Bermuda's highways. Natives and tourists alike prefer the bicycle.
Next, our reporters take us to the far north, to Iceland. Degrees south of the Arctic Circle will soon have a unique hot water service. The new system will need no fuel and will operate with but little maintenance. Reykjavik lies in a region of hot springs and geysers which spout water having a temperature of about 194 degrees Fahrenheit. This water will be piped to homes and industrial plants where it will be used for every purpose but cooking and drinking. The hot water heating system will save the people of Reykjavik about 34,000 tons of coal each year. Across the Atlantic now to London, England.
British explorer B. Seligman reports an experience of the extraordinary sound-absorbing power of snow. In an expedition to the Alps, Seligman's party dug deep holes in the snowdrifts to study the penetration of the sun's heat through the snow. In connection with this, Dr. Seligman said,
"By the time our digging had reached a depth of only 35 feet, it was impossible for those at the top of the hole to hear the words of the men working below. Shouting did no good, and it was not necessary to signal, even at this small depth, by means of a bell."
Now a second item from London, England.
Persons who imagine that the fountain pen was invented about 60 years ago will be surprised to learn that there is a fountain pen in existence to which experts ascribe the date 1620, the year of the landing of the Pilgrims. The pen contains an inkwell, a quill, seal, and knife. It was originally the proud possession of John Leslie, known as the Fighting Bishop of Crawford.
Now to Rome, Italy.
By the great artist Raphael, is believed to have been discovered in the parish church of Pariana in southern Italy. The discovery occurred when, in examining a picture hanging above the altar, the parish priest noticed another painting on the back of the canvas. It depicts the Virgin Mary with the child and San Remigio of Rome. On the picture is written, Raffaello Pucci, 1500, or in English, painted by Raphael, 1500.
Thank you. It's not at all unusual when a couple nervously approaches the marriage license clerk. However, there was more than the average embarrassment when the young man in this case said to the clerk at the courthouse in Pottsville, Pennsylvania,
Can I get another marriage license?
Another license?
Yes. I mean, if something happens to the first one.
We issue duplicates, if that's what you mean. Did you people lose your license?
Well, we...
No, I've got the license right here. But you see how it is. All in little pieces.
Oh, your dog chewed it up, eh?
Well, no. We didn't quite agree on wedding plans. We had a spat, and I tore it up.
But everything's all right now. We patched it up.
Okay. That happens in the best of families. And before marriages, too. We'll give you a new one, and our best wishes go with it.
Away again to Toronto, Canada.
Three physicists of the University of Toronto have extended man's eyes by the construction of a new kind of microscope. This age division does not use light rays, but a stream of electrons. The new microscope makes possible direct magnifications of 12,700 diameters. This is twice as good as the best that has been done with the optical microscope of E.C. Dane and L.C. Grayton of Harvard, which is acknowledged to be the best in the world.
Now to Fort Collins, Colorado.
That people in the old days, that is, 12,000 to 25,000 years ago, were not so rough and uncouth as we have been led to believe. Grubbing about in the haunts of the Folsom Man, who thought nothing of hunting mammoths, scientists have uncovered beads worn by the Folsom Man, or his wife. The beads are made of long bones of some small animal, made smooth and engraved with a simple pattern. This and other scientific finds show that America's culture compares favorably with that existing in Europe in ancient times.
And so we bring to a close another broadcast of Youth Round the World.